Are you a good leader or are you a good follower? If you are a leader, where will you take people who follow you? Will you lead them to Jesus or will you cause them to despair? Would you lead them to the greatness of God where God can heal and reconcile? Or would you lead them into darkness and destruction? Are you a follower? Who are you following? Is the person you're following leading you to joy and to happiness? Why are you following that person? Is that person leading you to sin, to oppression, to depression? Today, we're being asked, who is leading you and who are you following? We are reminded of the voices in our heads. So many voices, so many words. And at times, God is the one speaking to us. He's inspiring us, helping us to avoid danger, to avoid sin and the near occasion of sin. God is always leading us through beauty, goodness, and truth to freedom, to the glorious freedom of the children of God. The devil wants to tempt us. He wants to confuse us. He wants to ensnare us. He wants to separate us from the love of God. He doesn't want us to hear God's word that it is encouraging, it's uplifting, it's inspiring. Rather, he's just noisy, always talking, blah, 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 always talking, just saying one word or another, always confusing us so that we never hear the word of God, a word that frees us. It truly does encourage us. God's word gives us hope. It elevates us. It gives us something to hope for and look forward to. But the enemy just encircles us, just busy thinking, thinking that never resolves anything. It's just endless, just thinking, 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 thinking. And we never do anything. And yet we do everything. We're so busy thinking and we never accomplish anything. Who are you following? And who is leading you? As children, we play that wonderful game, follow the leader, and we all wanted to be the leader. And we made people tap their heads and jump up and down, and we clapped our hands, and we hopped and we skipped. And we never went anywhere. That's kind of what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to stay stuck in our past as if it was cement or just mud or quicksand. He doesn't want us to go anywhere. And he wants everybody to follow him. But he's leading us to nothingness, to emptiness, to darkness, to despair, to destruction, to isolation. And who wants to follow that? Jesus came, yes, to save, to heal, to reconcile, to lift up once again, yes. But Jesus comes because he is the good leader and the good shepherd. He is led by the Spirit of the Father. He's following the Father's lead. And he comes to teach us how to be good children, to be good sheep. Because a good leader and a good follower is one who follows Jesus. And not just walks behind him, but imitates him in his words and in his deeds, because Jesus came to show you and I how to be us, how to be beloved children once again. That's why he calls us faithful disciples, students that are learning from the good leader how to follow him, because he's leading us to freedom once again. He's freeing us from the snare of the enemy, and he's showing us how to do it. Today, he reminds us everyone is tempted. And we think that temptation is going to go away. It's never going to go away. Why does the enemy tempt us? Because he hates us. The fact that you're being tempted means that God loves you. Because if he didn't love you, why tempt you? And temptation is something that we have to renounce. It's something that we have to reject. And that's what Jesus is teaching us today. Jesus did not need to be baptized. He baptized himself in the Jordan through the Baptist. Why? To show us the way, the truth, and the life to the Father. That when we were baptized, heaven was open to us once again. We had access to the Father once again. And right after the baptism, he is led by the Spirit into the desert.
Teaching already begins. Thank you.
He doesn't want you to hear what we're about to say.
All of our Lenten journey is to prepare ourselves once again to renew our baptismal promises, the covenant that God has entered so graciously with us. And we are fasting from sin. We're praying with a greater intention on God's awareness and presence, and we're giving ourselves to God throughout this season so that when we get to the renewal of our baptisms with all our heart and with all our mind, we can say what Jesus is teaching us today. Do you renounce sin and Satan and all his empty works and his empty promises? And we should be able to say, I do, with all our heart, because that's what Jesus is teaching us today. And when we're asked, do you believe in God the Father, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in his Son who suffered and died and rose from the dead for us? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life? We should be able to say, I do. With all our heart. And that's what Jesus is teaching us today. He's teaching us how to fulfill our baptismal promises by renouncing sin and Satan and all his empty works and empty promises, and to believing and trust and entrusting ourselves to God. It is our Lenten journey. Jesus is the greatest teacher because he shows us by example. But he wants to know, who are you following and who is leading you? Are they leading you to joy and happiness, because only Jesus can do that? Or are they leading you to death and destruction, because that's what the enemy does? Let us prepare ourselves. Let us learn from the great teacher how to renounce sin and Satan and to believe and trust in God.